I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the last 2 years, Lebanese currency value is down 93%. So the average family struggles to buy food or medicine. Horizons International is finding remote jobs for Lebanese believers with Western companies and ministries. Horizons International's Pierre Hosni says,
providing opportunities to the members of these churches is directly helping the Great Commission, because the Christian presence in these Muslim-dominated areas is one of the most strategic things for reaching the Muslims for Christ. And so not only are we providing jobs for these people to be able to put food on the table so that they can remain in the Middle East, we're helping them to be supporting their churches and families. And this is all part of our strategy for reaching the region for Christ.
You can read the full story at missionnews.org. And as you celebrate Christmas Eve with your family tonight, pray for those who desperately need the hope and encouragement of Christ. Starting Monday, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is holding a winter break conference for their On Eagles Wings team. Founder Ron Hutchcraft says,
there's a lot of youth conferences and youth retreats. I've never known one that was more important than our winter break conference because of the battles that these young men and women fight for their faith.
On Eagles Wings is a team of Native young people bringing Jesus to reservations in the United States and Canada. Winter break helps these believers reconnect and refocus.
When we get them together, it is critical to remind them of the hope that Jesus is for the hard things in their life.
So pray for a renewed heart and strength for these leaders. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.